On my way to the Center for Cartoon Studies in White River Junction, I had to get gas, of course. It's not quite that close to my house. And as I'm pulling out, I start to gain some speed, but then quickly I am right on the tail of this large SUV. There's something weird about this SUV. The license plate is red. Now, we're in Vermont, and all the Vermont license plates are green, and I can't figure out why the license plate might be red. But regardless, I'm on this person's tail. This person is going so unbearably slow. So, after a moment, this person puts his directional on and pulls over, and I think, yes, he's letting me by. Oh, praise the Lord. And I start to pass him, and as I do, I notice the board on the side of the vehicle that says, police. I quickly realize my mistake as he puts on his sirens and I pull over. He gets out of his car and he comes up and he says, you know why I pulled you over? It's because you're too close, you're too close. Couldn't see your license. Your license plate. And I pull out my passport and registration, because at this point I've already lost my license. I think I left it on the plane on the way back from VidCon, and I explain to him, I'm sorry, I've misplaced my license, and he looks at me incredulously and says, you've misplaced your license? Yes, I lost it on the plane and I need to replace it. And then I say, you know, I'm sorry. And he says, I don't care about your sorry. And then he asks me if I'm in a hurry. And I'm not really in a hurry, but I was just annoyed at how slow he was driving. And I think that's probably not the best thing to tell him. So I just say, sort of. He said, well, I don't care about your hurry. I still feel like giving you a ticket. And I said, oh, okay. So he leaves, and he comes back 5 minutes later, hands me back my things, and asks me, you ever coming back to Vermont? Maybe. I'm in Vermont every now and then. I don't live too far from the border. He said, well, I don't care how you drive in New York. Here in Vermont, we're nice to each other, and tailgating like that is just not safe. It's just not nice. You're unsafe. And I just don't say anything, as I realize as much. And then he tells me that he's not going to write me a ticket, you know, apparently out of the kindness of his heart, but I really can't help but wonder if he can't write me a ticket because he can't look me up. He's been in a different state, I haven't given him my license. I'm not complaining, let me tell you. And then the final trying to stick it to me, I guess? I don't know. He turns to me and he says, and your earrings are weird. But he didn't give me a ticket, so...